You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day one coverage from ACE 14. Year three, Todd, of this great show that we've been covering. It never ceases to be surprise me about how amazing the technology is and what innovation is going on. It's just year after year.
The best thing about it is it's day one.
It is day one.
We're just getting started. We got all kinds of stuff to look forward to, including this next interview.
Yeah, me thinks this next conversation is going to yield a lot of interesting insights. Say hello to Joe Ball. He's the Director of Product Marketing for Water North America for Itron. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Todd. Hi, Todd.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you, Joe. Thanks for joining.
We're going to have trouble with him, I can tell.
I can already tell. Give us a 10,000-foot view of Itron. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Itron is a technology and services company that produces products and solutions for the utility industry, gas, electric, and water.
Smart grids, smart cities. I mean, it sounds, you know, science fiction-ish, but it is reality. Talk about it. I mean, how close are we to the reality of having a true smart city?
It is a reality, and there are a bunch of deployments out there in both electric, gas, and water utilities. We're seeing right now more of the urbanization with the cities, an increased strain on the resources. So we're starting to utilize technology more and more to help solve some of the issues that the cities are having these days.
Well, I want to go deeper on the smart grids and smart cities. Talk more about your AMI and AMR solutions and how that fits into that.
Absolutely. So both our AMI water and electric solutions both fit in pretty nicely. We look at that as the foundation of the smart city evolution. What we've done is we've deployed a multi-purpose network that different applications and devices can all participate on that network to be able to bring information back to a common place to push information out to the stakeholders.
Joe, I've always been a fan of both data analysis and various different type of indices that business decisions can be made on. I'm also fascinated by interesting wordplay. So resourcefulness index. I mean, that's perfect. That's right down my alley. I want to know what that's all about.
So the Itron resourcefulness index is a study we did that was really kind of a state of the industry report. And that report went ahead and benchmarked kind of current challenges, potential barriers, and just in general how resourceful we were as gas, electric, water industry.
But how can folks use it?
Basically, it captured a bunch of insights from both consumers and industry executives. So we asked them several questions, and they gave us their feedback. We surveyed actually more than 800 consumers, more than 600 industry executives around 14 countries throughout the whole world, every region of the world.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Joe Ball of Itron. Joe, I've heard you say that the global utility industry is at a technology tipping point. What do you mean by that?
What we mean by that is actually from our resourcefulness index, we were able to gather that 94% of the utility executives felt that there was that the utility industry needed to have a transformation. And we found that part of that transformation is that consumers are looking for more and more information these days, and the utilities are starting to turn towards technology and data to be able to deliver that.
It's really exciting to me how the consumer market is becoming more aware of what's possible and can take some matters into their own hands. That's got to be feeding the industry's innovation a bit to say, oh, we got to catch up to this demand and wow them with that. I mean, that's really exciting, and that's driving where we're moving, right?
That's correct. Again, part of that index, 80% of the consumers felt that they weren't getting the amount and detailed information that they wanted, and they're starting to request more and more information from the utility so they can actually be engaged and be part of that decision-making process. So
80%, Todd, I would not have thought it was that high. That's really exciting.
I wouldn't either. And on the flip side of that, I think 94% of the decision-makers, I wonder what the heck are the other 6% thinking of where the heck are they? But just along those lines, if 94% of the leaders of the industry are saying we're on the verge of a transformation, what are two or three or four things that we're going to see driven by those folks that are looking ahead?
Well, we're going to, like I said, we're going to see the shift to technology. I mean, we're going to see utilities putting more smart devices out there that are collect more data frequently to pull back to head-end systems and analytic applications to be able to parse that data out to whether it's different departments in the utility to create operational efficiencies to make the utility run better, or pushing that information out to the consumers. So not just the normal citizens, but even the business consumers, to give them the additional information they need to become more efficient.
Joe, it's no surprise to you. I mean, we're 2 hours into ACE 14, and we've already had several conversations already today on the show about doing more with data. Mm-hmm. So walk me through what Itron's doing to help utilities make better decisions, make faster decisions. What are you doing there?
So we have an application, Itron Analytics, and really for us, that application takes data and creates actionable intelligence. It gives the utility the areas within their distribution grid to focus on and be able to, you know, make decisions and improve the service they deliver to their consumers.
Well, when I look at analysis of data, I see it at a couple of different levels. And one is knowing what data to collect. The second thing is knowing, well, how do I analyze that data? The third thing is, well, okay, what actions need to be driven?
Yeah, it's the actionable intelligence.
Right, and then it's the actionable intelligence. And then the fourth thing that might be tougher, do I have somebody with the skills? Even you could tell me exactly what to do, mm-hmm. and I'd fail. Because right. I don't have the knowledge or the skills to implement the actionable things. Just talk through how do we do that? How does a utility manager make sure all that happens?
Part of the evolution of the industry is creating these different departments within the utility to be able to go out and utilize that data. Our application includes, you know, user, you know, water utility specific dashboards and analytics that those users within the utility can have a real quick picture on what's going on. And you could run conservation programs from that, revenue protection programs, leak detection programs. So where you may not have had a group of people that would take that data in that dashboard with the ability to go out and make something happen, that's what analytics and data is starting to do for the utility industry.
Todd, probably a simpler answer to that question is the Itron Total Solution.
It's probably...
I think that's what we're leading up to.
Yeah, so walk us through that.
So Itron Total Services is a solution or an offering that we put together where Itron will offer our smart metering and automation solutions through a managed service. So it means the Itron professionals will go ahead and manage the data collection and different forms of the operations of that system so the utility folks can focus on other important things in their business. You don't have to tie up IT professionals running a system. Itron's managed service professionals will do that. And then we'll deliver to the utility accurate data on a daily basis. We'll deliver a secure infrastructure, and we'll also do it at a fixed monthly fee so the utilities can manage their budget and just get on to doing
That's
more things
cool.
than the business needs.
Let's give a quick description. What would be the ideal candidate to use the managed service?
For us, it could be... really anyone. It could be big or small utilities. And for us, this is a great offering for some of the smaller utilities that are out there that may not have that large IT infrastructure.
Because they don't have a lot of people. Yeah.
That's right. And they may be have people wearing more than one hat. So some of these systems are complex, but these complex systems have a lot of features and functionality. So an Itron Total Services system gives you the ability to kind of, you know, bring these more complex systems into a smaller environment.
Joe, we're at ACE 14 and you're exhibiting here. What are you showcasing here as well as what are you showcasing to the broader market?
Yeah, so we definitely are, we're showcasing our full portfolio of our water smart metering and automation solutions. Part of that is this offering, the Itron Total Services, which is great. We're also really focused as on our Itron Analytics application because of all the data and the ability that it gives the utility to kind of maximize efficiencies. We've also announced a few other things this week, one of which is our cellular CNI solution for the commercial industrial customers. It's not only pulls back consumption information from commercial industrial meters, but it also pulls back flow analysis and pressure data and gives the utility a much better picture on what's going on with those large industrial customers.
Boy, Todd, every show I learn more about things and measuring the pressure. I'm beginning to understand how really critical that is.
And I want to hear what Joe has to say next year.
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
Give us a tip. When we talk again in 2015, what will be the highlights of our conversation? What are some things we should be looking forward to?
I think what we'll start to talk about next year is some of the use cases that we have with our customers that are truly implementing a full solution, pulling back that data and being able to increase their operational efficiency and provide more data to all their consumers out there. It'll be interesting to hear what type of results we have next year.
We're going to ask.
We're going to ask. We're going to ask.
Joe, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Itron?
You could stop by our booth here at that ACE 2014, or you could go to our website at itron.com/water.
Okay. Joe Ball, the Director of Product Marketing for Water in North America for Itron. Joe, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. You too, Todd.
Our pleasure.
Wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.